Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 9th, 2013 edition of the SANSUNET Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Yesterday, Syria was taken offline. Not really clear who did it or why it was done, but it lasted a little bit less than a day, and by now it looks like everything is back to normal, at least as far as the internet is concerned. We have seen that before in other Arab Spring countries, so no real big surprise here, and we'll see how this will develop going forward. And then we finally got an update from Microsoft on the Internet Explorer Saturday. Just a couple hours ago, Microsoft did release a fix-it for this particular vulnerability. As usual, fix-its are easy to apply configuration changes or temporary workarounds that should protect you until the real patch comes along. I highly recommend you apply the fix-it if you are not able to upgrade to Internet Explorer 9 and 10. For the most part, I would expect these are Windows XP users who don't have another option than Internet Explorer 8. And then a couple changes to Internet Storm Center website that also affect this podcast. We are moving further and further away from Flash. Now, for a while now, we offered HTML5 audio files as a Flash alternative. Today, we removed our Flash player for audio files. In part, this was due to the Flash player that we used being susceptible to cross-site scripting. By the way, the Flash player we use is a standard component of WordPress. We don't use WordPress at the Internet Storm Center website, but use this Flash player. So if you're using WordPress, take a look if you have this player.swf file installed and are using it. If you have any problems with the HTML5 player, let me know and we'll see if we can find a workaround. And a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the CDorked malware and how is it used to modify Apache web servers after they are being compromised. Well, it turns out that Apache isn't the only target here. Nginx and LightHTPD are also affected by this particular malware. Now, the compromise typically doesn't involve the web server itself. Some other vulnerability is used to actually break into the web server, but then the web server is replaced with a modified module that will then be used to serve malware. In the Nginx case, of course, it is possible that due to the recent vulnerability that Nginx was the actual vulnerability that has been exploited here, but at this point we don't really see sort of a widespread use of the Nginx vulnerability. And with all the talk about password breaches and how to hash your password to not have it brute forced if it gets breached, well, there is now an interesting new way to defend your password database by adding what they're calling honey passwords or honeyverts. The idea is to add additional hashed passwords to your database for each user and then try to detect if one of these honeyverts is used to log into the account versus the actual real password. To the attacker, the honeyvert should be undetectable, so it should look just like any other password, but your system has to be able to pick out the honeyvert and not the real password the user types in. Well, I'm not 100% sure what to think about this. Sounds like a lot of effort to really only solve a problem after the damage already happens. The effort may be better spent in actually preventing the password leak. I do think hashing is important, and that's not really all that difficult to implement correctly. But beyond that, really, it may be better just to focus on preventing the breach. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.